During the National Day holiday, many people chose to visit scenic areas and get a taste of China's rich heritage. However, they also got a taste of greed when they saw at Wutai Mountain a dish that cost 400 renminbi. So is this just a fluke? So are things always this expensive at scenic sites during the holidays?
I think it's not news that things get a bit more expensive during holidays when you suddenly get more flux of tourists coming in. But when it gets this expensive, it is really quite abnormal, I would say, because at here we're talking about Wutai Mountain. For a dish that is just mushroom stew with pheasant, it costs 400 yuan. And then I looked at the menu, everything is like over 100. So that's just ridiculous. On a mountain, I can see that there's probably a beautiful view, but still, that food shouldn't be costing that much.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, if you're on a mountain, you're kind of a captive audience, so you're subject to whatever the price scheme is of the restaurants out up there. So it's a little bit unfortunate to sort of be trapped where the restaurants are charging 400 or 100, more than 100 yuan per dish. I don't think anybody could really afford that.
But you do have to admit, I mean, pheasants, that's a pretty rare thing. I mean, I've never had pheasant. I've never seen it on a menu anywhere. And so it's not like chicken where, you know, I mean, 400 renminbi for some chicken, that's pretty outrageous. 400 renminbi for some pheasant, maybe that's kind of reasonable.
I still think it's a bit too expensive. And also, I don't know if this is a problem with the translation. In Chinese, it just says chicken, ji. But I think maybe they're assuming that because it's so expensive, so maybe they translated it into
pheasant.
So it's got to be something fancier.
So in Chinese, it says chicken.
Yeah, chicken with mushrooms. And the mushrooms are supposed to be wild mushrooms. So they're supposed to be expensive, but not this expensive. Right. Anyway, I think this is just going overboard. And when you look at the response of the local price bureau, it's quite interesting. It says that the dish price was none of their business because it should be adjusted by the market. And that I think I can sort of agree with because I think, great, the government is not poking its nose over the business of free market good. But when things are going overboard, when the price is skyrocket high, it's not just a little bit of expensive, but it's outrageous, then certainly the government should play a role here. I think when things, you know, go extreme, then the government should do something about it.
I think there's a few factors that we need to figure out before we should determine whether or not the government should intervene. First of all, if this is the only restaurant on Mount Wutaishan, then it is not subject to the forces of the market because it has a monopoly over all of your eating options up there. So that's one factor. The other factor is this a government owned and operated park? If it is, then yeah, the government should step in and regulate the prices, or at least to a reasonable degree. Of course, the restaurant can probably set slightly higher prices than normal restaurants because you are up on a mountain and, you know, there is a cost of bringing the ingredients up there.
Right.
Yeah, but I have to say, I mean, you know, there's no way that this is the only restaurant, I mean, on this mountain. I mean, I think people are blowing it a bit out of proportion. I mean, yes, of course, 400 renminbi for one dish is expensive. But, I mean, any tourist area is going to have more than one food option. And so I think that instead of complaining about, you know, how expensive this one dish is, because it might, I mean, you don't know, we don't know, it might actually have some fairly rare ingredients that justifies a higher price. Maybe not this expensive, but a higher price. I think what we should be talking about is how people get gouged on a regular basis for just regular things when they go to tourist areas, you know, like 6 kuai for a bottle of water or something like that, or, you know, 10 kuai for some, for like, you know, a stick of chuar that should be 2 or something like that, rather than looking at, you know, these high price things that catch a lot of attention. I mean, what about just the gouging that happens on a daily basis at these tourist areas?
Well, I think the examples that you just raised don't really I think it's still sort of affordable for people, although it could be
6 kuai for a bottle of water. It's affordable, but it's still gouging.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but certainly I haven't seen anything done to that, and I haven't seen that many complaints because I think Chinese people are really not that complainy. It's only when when it's too outrageous, I think people finally say, "Oh, I've had enough of this. I need to put this on WeChat, Weibo, for people to know." But if it's only that the amount that you're just saying, I don't think it bothers people as much.
I think that it's something that we put up with because it's so common.
True.
Universally, if you go to, you know, a state fair in America, you're also going to probably pay $5 for a bottle of water.
Yeah, and it's still gouging.
And it's still gouging, right? So universally, we see this. Whenever you're trapped in one spot, or it's a holiday season, or, you know, you're at some kind of special, you know, national museum or whatever, you are subject to price gouging. We also see it with the cost of flights during holiday seasons. Yeah. They're extremely expensive. So, I mean, we're seeing this gouging happen on a daily basis, and I think John is right. Why aren't we complaining about that? Because that's not really fair. And I think that some things are left to the forces of the market, and other things, you know, the government steps in where they need to. So we have to figure out which, you know, situations they should step in.
Certainly. And I think the government should be cautious when it wants to actually take a step of intervening with the market. And here, I think there are a few other interesting stories that happened in the last couple of days, including there's this discussion about the ticket price for ferries from Xiamen to Gulangyu. As it is said that for the non-locals, the price will be increased from 6 to 30 35 or 50 yuan. For locals, it stays the same, which is 6 yuan. So now it's sort of like differentiating, you know, outsiders to locals, and you need to pay for a different price. But, on the one hand, it's like, isn't this sort of like discrimination towards outsiders? But on the other hand, the locals are complaining that their everyday lives have been put to has been disrupted because of all of this visitors.
Yeah, I mean,
in.
I don't see a problem with that. I mean, you know, if people need that as part of their daily transportation, you want to keep the price low because that's fair. But if people are using it, you know, taking advantage of that as a tourist, I mean, maybe raise the price and get less people to come.
But isn't it a bit too expensive again, from 6 to 30? And also, what about locals when they have friends from outside, and then they come
then the
in.
The locals buy the tickets.
And then you have to go to separate ferries, paying separate prices.
It seems like I actually don't have a problem with the 30 or 35 Kwai ferry tickets. I think that seems reasonable for a tourist destination. However, I think that having three special wharfs for local people to travel there seems completely unnecessary. Like, you should be able to just buy a pass that allows you to go back and forth, you know, every month or something like that, if that's where you need to go for work. It doesn't seem necessary to create, like, three whole new wharfs.
And really quickly before I move on, I just want to read a comment from Draco here on WeChat. He says that Wutai Mountain is no longer the place where Daxia or heroes gathered around. It's a resort. It's more like a market-oriented company run by a group of businessmen, so it's normal to see a 400 renminbi dish. I would have to agree.